Okay, thank you, everybody. It is now 10:31. We're going to jump right into our appointments. So please, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We just have one probationer, Stephanie Holt, placed on probation June 27, 2025. She has a 5-year term. I received her supervisory report for December. She's under general supervision. The only requirement that needs to be completed is their continuing education of 10 hours, thinking hours course, 4 hours of pharmacy ethics, and that's not due until June 27th of 2026. She is on a monthly board meeting for the first year of her probation. The only motion I need is compliance. I know it says supervisor there, but that's taken care of already.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Erin, I'll turn it to you.
Excellent. Stephanie, I think I saw you. Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Great. So just a couple of questions for you. Any changes to your work, your work hours, your supervisor?
Anything like that? No, it's all the same.
Yep. And remind me how many hours you are working.
32 to 36-ish.
Okay. Sounds good. And then just a few other questions. First, do you have any questions for us? Any questions or concerns?
No, I'll have a thing to you guys next time for SCE, but no questions.
Okay. You have some time. What steps are you making as a part of your practice during the time that you're on probation to improve or maintain your practice of pharmacy where you're at?
I think I'm just like overly asking questions and getting opinions from other people.
Okay. And your supervisors have been available and no
very
concerns
so.
About
yeah,
being available.
Very much.
Okay. And your supervisor report was turned in on time and did not have any concerns. And then just a final question before I see if the other board members have questions. What do you think you have learned by being on probation? You know, what are kind of your reflections on that?
What I've learned? Mm-hmm. I would just say that, again, it's just really important to be open and talk to other people, get their point of views. You can always improve something, so.
Okay. And do you feel like you have a good balance of support in your job and in your life, and you know, work hours are fine for you to be able to?
Yeah, very much.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do other board members have questions for Stephanie?
Stephanie, my question is quite general as well. Do you feel as though you've got the structures and everything in place to continue to be successful? It sounds like things are going well, mm-hmm. But you're feeling as though it's happened in the past. You've now been able to correct and are practicing an environment that supports you in being able to, you know, be compliant with the rules and regulations and everything like that. You're feeling good about that?
Yeah, I think so. Everyone's really open, again, like open to having, you know, any conversation that's needed. And yeah, I feel very structured and. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you say conversations that are needed, sorry, Karen.
Oh, just, okay. No.
Say conversations that are needed. Are you talking more like operation, policy, procedure questions, or
mainly? Yeah.
Am I allowed to do this kind of questions? I guess is the. What do you mean by?
Kind of both. Kind of. If there's just like any question of like, this is how we do it, or are you? You know, this is what you meant, or both.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I never wait long enough. Sorry. Okay. Well, I would move that Stephanie is in compliance with her probation at this time.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? I'll second. Thanks, Gary. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
And then next, we have Tyler. I know it's not in a probation interview, but we have Tyler who is looking for an extension request for a temporary pharmacist license. So Tyler has recently graduated. There was an email included, or communication included in the materials. And Tyler, are you on the call? Yes, you are. There you are. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tyler, again, we got a brief communication of what of your request. But if you don't mind, just give us, in your words, just a quick summary of what brings you here today, what you're looking, what you're requesting, and we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. Sorry, I've lost my voice today, so bear with me. I graduated at WSU in May, and then I moved back to Salt Lake. So I studied over the summer. was planning on taking the NAPLEX earlier, but had a suicide in the family. But I got my results back from the NAPLEX and I passed that. I was originally planned on taking the MPJE today, but I canceled that to meet with you guys. Just because my license expires on January 11th, and I wasn't sure if I would be able to get in to take the MPJE before that time, and I didn't want to face any consequences or write-ups at work.
So congratulations on passing the NAPLEX. So I'm sorry if I missed that date. So when does your current temporary pharmacist license expire?
January 11th.
January 11th, okay. And sorry to make you feel like you had to cancel your MPJ to meet with us today for this, but at the same time, I recognize the thought process to, hey, I have to meet with board, so I got to do this in order to extend a license. So I appreciate that. Sorry you canceled, because I know it's not an easy test to prepare for, and then also to schedule and prepare yourself mentally to take. And having these bumps in the road doesn't, in terms of rescheduling, does not help. But thank you for the being on top of it as well, and consciously thinking, hey, how do I better prepare so I can remain compliant with the laws, my employer, and continue to practice in pharmacy. So I do recognize that. So how do you feel you're studying for the MPJE is coming along? Do you feel like you're prepared and you're ready to take that test soon, or are you looking for a few months before you want to take that test?
Well, since I canceled it, even on their website and APB, they said it was 5 days until I could reschedule it. But then I found out it was 10 days, so I don't even know when I can take it until, I think they said Thursday or Friday of this week is when I'd be allowed to reschedule. So I'm not looking for like a huge extension, like maybe till March, but I'd be taking it way before then, but just to give me leeway.
And just so you're aware, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, we are allowed to extend one time, right? Or recommend an extension once. So
up to six months.
So if we recommended through March, it was only 3 months, that would lock you into that time frame. So just so everybody's aware. So thank you for saying you wanted to take it earlier. And we have full faith that you would pass as well on your attempt. But just something to think about, that if you do consider an extension, it's a one-time extension. So that we're allowed to do by our rule.
Well, I'm I mean, I guess better safe than sorry. I guess if it's one time, I'd go with the 6 months then. If the board allows.
What did your employer want you to do? That's what I want to know.
They wanted you licensed yesterday. What?
They want you licensed yesterday.
Well, I don't have like a actual position like for a pharmacist yet, because I'm still waiting for the NAPLEX and MPJE. So, but to just be current with them as a PRN temporary pharmacist, they just need an updated license so it's not expiring in January.
Gotcha. Because they like to be 30 days out. I can see their motivation.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you working without a license.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. Because that would not be legal.
Exactly.
Tyler, what are you doing to prepare for your NAPLA? Have you taken, have you, I understand you've rescheduled and begin my ignorance here. This will be your first attempt at the NAPLEX, is that right?
MPJ, yes, this will be my first attempt.
What are you doing after that?
I have some study guides from old college pharmacy people from Utah. So I have those and looking at the state laws and the codes.
Tyler, I would highly, highly recommend you read thoroughly all of the state laws, including the ones that are referred to in like the act and rule, because there has been a lot of change in the past couple of years, like a ton. And sometimes it's, you know, the rules will refer to another section of law. And so it's helpful to, like, when it refers to another part, to go and read that part as well.
And good to see you again, Dr. Gunning. Yes. You remember
good to
me.
See you. I do remember your face. The hair is different, but I remember the face.
It was quite a bit longer down to here.
But that's my biggest is, you know, I think like things change so fast. And it's good that you're working, because that will also keep you, you know, up to date on current laws. As well, but just, you know, reading and doing practice tests and things like that will be helpful.
Yeah, once I study a little bit more and go through everything, I'll do the pre-exams. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from board members?
Okay. I'm willing to make a motion to extend his temporary pharmacist license by 6 months to allow him to take the exam by February or March so he can get hurry up and get licensed.
And motion's been made to extend for 6 months. Is there a second or further discussion?
This is Karen. I second.
Aaron, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I think Manny will probably be in contact with you regarding your license. That's just, we're an advisory board, so that recommendation is being made to the division. So wait for official confirmation from the division on that with your updated expiration date. And then, like you said, in the next few days, go ahead and just get, once that it's all in place, you can reschedule your exam, and wish you all the best with that. Good luck, and we'll look forward to issuing that license here in the upcoming months.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the board's time and willing to meet with me.
Good luck, man. Good luck. Thank you.
Study hard.
Yep.
I will.
Who are laws and follow them.
I mean, I've been in pharmacy for 14 years, so. I have a little bit of background.
Don't get Washington laws confused with Utah laws, because they're different.
Yeah, oh, I know. I know. That's why I was like, Ooh, I'm a little nervous for it because I know you or Washington and Utah laws.
You know, put them in different buckets and just keep them straight.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so official. Okay, well, good luck. Thank you. Okay. So with that, for our appointments and discussion items, just a reminder, the newsletter submission deadline is January 1. I'm assuming, Jim, you don't want to work on January 1st.
Yeah, that's when that's when I have to submit them by. So if Matt, if you can get those to me, geez, I don't know. What are you off? What were you off?
I mean, before January. Before
December, like the 29th, 30th, that would be great.
That's fine. And Travis, we have you down as well for writing a newsletter on the inventory. Is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, well, that is it for our 2025 meetings and our agenda items. We've covered a lot this year, so I appreciate everybody's time and support, both board members, team members as well. So thank you all for your time, your commitment to pharmacy and making it a valuable profession and successful profession, and making sure patient safety is paramount. So appreciate that. So I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday season. And it is now 10:48 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Happy holidays, everybody.
Me too. Well, thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Karen, does this need to be on the record?
Well, I think we should discuss not meeting 12 times next year. That it could be in January if you prefer, but that's we can talk
about. The year is always busy with the legislative session, so I wouldn't recommend that. And now we have a hearing in July. So yeah, we can definitely entertain some discussion with that.
January discussion item, is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, you can't get out of January. Sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. But I think looking at the schedule, we should make some decisions about that, because we meet more than anyone meets, and sometimes you need a little brain release. So
this is not also official, but think of legislative session. Usually we get asked if there's anything we want to influence about with the Pharmacy Practice Act. As a board, if there are items, feel free to shoot them over. It's nothing official, but I just want to be prepared in case Senator Vickers or another legislator reaches out and says, what do we think? So we'll have some of those updates happening in January.
We may be running out of Senator Vickers' expertise, so let's move on. Use it wisely.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks. Have a good holiday.
Everyone, happy holidays. Thanks for
listening. Thank you. See you guys.